Yeah, new name, Jack. But seek the kingdom. The Lord spoke to me earlier, because a lot of things has went on in this world in the last couple of years.
Right.
Hard things, you know, trouble sometimes for people. And you know, the Bible even says that, it says in the last days, told Timothy, in the last days, perilous times will come.
Right.
Troublesome times.
Yep.
Hard to deal with. People, if you really study that out. Hard to deal with times. You know, and I've always knew, you know, that there's going to be challenges in our life. Some challenges are pretty easy. Hmm. Then there'll be seasons where challenges are tough. And then there'll be some challenge that's major, you know, that's just really, really, you got to stay focused on the kingdom of God. And we're in a season to where we must stay focused. I was thinking about it earlier. I was thinking about how that Satan tried to use the COVID pandemic to shut the church down.
Right.
And I mean, he did some major damage, you know, using people, ungodly people. Unchrist-like people. But it's all through the Bible now. You know, where ungodly people were in authority and ruling and reigning. And the Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
Yeah.
But when the wicked rule, they mourn. You know. But we see all through the Bible, even when people were, you know, ungodly kings and stuff like that, the people of God stayed in the right spirit and stayed focused on the kingdom. They stayed focused on God, and God always brought them out.
Right.
They went through things, but God always brought them into victory.
Right.
Throughout the whole course. Well, how many knows he's not changed? I was thinking about the back, you know, I felt when they, now a lot of people didn't return to church, and I know a lot of pastors, and I've talked to a lot of ministers and people in different churches and things over the last year. You know, and they would ask me, how many did y'all lose? And I said, we didn't lose none. Not because of the pandemic.
Right.
I said, I preached against COVID, to stand against it, and the things that are coming against the body. How many knows whenever things start happening, we need leadership?
Right.
Well, the Holy Spirit is the leader.
Amen.
I mean, he'll lead you, guide you. The Bible says he will. He'll be with you and lead you and guide you. But now, whenever we yield to him and he's leading us, we've got to yield to him.
Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes that yielding to him is not easy.
Right.
You know, it's not easy. But I was thinking about it, you know, whenever the pandemic hit and all of that, and they started shutting down churches and different things, you know, and all of that. I mean, I felt heavy, heavy the whole time on the inside. Just, I felt heavy, and I mean, I felt like, man, why now? Why is this, man? You know, and all that stuff, you know. And then we did. We shut it down. And I couldn't go do the Facebook Live. I just, you can't preach if you ain't got no anointing. I mean, I don't care if I'm sitting at my table or where I'm at. I've got to have an unction. I've got to have the anointing. I've got to have the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you know. And so every time I would go to do it, I mean, I just could not do it. I couldn't get a message together or what have you. And I'm not down in any churches that did fine, good, you know. I'm not responsible for nowhere but here. I'm responsible for here.
Right.
You know, and everything. And then I had to go to the Bible, and I had to go, you know, see what, look into the Word of God. How many knows when you're going through things, you need to see what the counsel of the Word is saying about the deal.
Amen.
And so I had two things that were a challenge in there to me, you know, and one was, you know, I wasn't going to lead in rebellion to authority, to our leading authorities in the natural realm. You know, I couldn't teach rebellion against that, you know. And although I am totally against, I'm totally against anybody staying home.
Right.
They need to be in church.
Amen.
I don't care what anybody says.
Right.
I know. I've been in the ministry for 30 years nearly, praise God. And I was in church, and I fought my way, and still do today. I still have to fight like everybody else to go to church.
Right.
You know, I mean, they things, you know. But anyways, I went on, and I was, you know, it went on for a little while. And then I thought, man, we're going to do some drive-in services, praise God.
Amen.
And I felt good on the inside about that. You know, I felt better anyway. It made me feel better. But I didn't want to because y'all got to sit out there in the sun. And if it's raining and blah, 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 you know, all of those natural challenges will always be there in your life. I'm not just talking about mine, to do the will of God.
Right.
Some of you would come if it's raining or not, if it's sunshine and baking you or not. Or,
yes.
And that's what you're supposed to do. Amen?
Amen.
Called fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of the things that are eternal. That's seeking the kingdom. That's part of seeking the kingdom.
Glory to God.
You know, and so we did that. Well, we had challenges with the speaker and blah, 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 you know. And, I mean, there's always challenges of when you set out to do the will of God. There's going to be challenges, whether it's being a mother, a mother that's pleasing, as being a parent, a father. I mean, the will of God is clear in the Bible about a lot of things. Most things in our life, it's clear, you know. And so that's why I've always believed and taught, you know, let the Word of God be first place and final authority over whatever you're facing. Go to the Bible first. Let that be what it says, and let that be the final thing. Why? Because the kingdom is a domain of power. The kingdom is where God rules. God's power is. And we'll get to some scripture a little later on. How many of the Bible says the kingdom of God is in you? Know ye not that the kingdom of God is in you?
Right.
It's not just here, it's in you,
right,
and in me. Well, anyways, I go on, we have those services, you know, and I'm kind of happy. Kind of. But I'm not satisfied. I'm ready to get back to assembling. I'm ready to get back to praise and worship. I'm ready to get back to fellowship. I'm ready to get back to hearing the testimonies.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care what kind of trouble anybody's in or going through. When we really look unto Jesus, when we really turn to Jesus,
yeah.
I mean, we're turning to the domain of power. That is released in our lives. Hallelujah.
Right.
But anyway, went on, and I'm still not satisfied, so I go to the Lord. And then they're starting all of this stuff, you know, and that's why we took the chairs out. You know, we're going to comply the 6 feet apart and all that stuff, you know, because I'm coming back.
Amen.
I told the
Amen.
Lord, I said, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, Lord. I'm not in rebellion to our governor or our president or any of those CDC and all of that. But I am opposed to not gathering together.
Right.
I'm opposing it. I'm going against it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, unless you stop me, I'm going back to church.
Amen.
If I have to go to jail, so be it. Now see, that's a convincing. That's a conviction in here that I'm going to do the will of God even if it puts me in restraint.
Yes, Lord.
Now whenever you make that choice, whatever it is in your life that you're going to do the will of God, you go past natural boundaries then that can tie you and stop you and enforce its power over you. You enter into a kingdom then that the Bible says cannot be shaken.
Glory to God.
The Bible says that the kingdom of God cannot be shaken. And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about that. Now, there's many times back through the years when I was evangelizing and different things, you know, and that I would face challenges and stuff, just being a Christian at home because I'm in ministry. I mean, you set out to do ministry, everything that's possible that can come against you will come against you outside the church to get you not to do the will of God in the church or in the mission field or in the evangelism or in the... But the Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. How many knows when you think like that and you believe like that and you act on that, you are seeking the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
You are seeking the kingdom.
Right.
When you pray and you fast for a move of God in your marriage, in your life, in your church, in your ministry, you are seeking the kingdom. The Lord spoke to me earlier this week because I mean, I'm a lot of challenges in the door business. And then, you know, I mean, a lot. And you can say, well, you ain't laughing about your stuff.
Right. That's right.
We tried to help you through it as well as walk through it ourselves.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. Every one of us got issues that we have to deal with in the family, amen, in our bodies, in our finances. If you think you're not going to be challenged, well, then you've got another thing coming. You're going to be challenged in your finances. You're going to be challenged in your love walk. You're going to be challenged in your body. You're going to be challenged health-wise. You're going to be challenged. We live in a fallen world. We have a real devil. We have real unbelief. We have real doubt.
Come on.
We have a spirit of fear in this earth. You can see it right now. Boy, we're doing good, Brother Scotty, till the economy went up. And, man, it's costing me double to go to work. Well, good. Praise God all the way. But it's costing more gas. I understand. I was telling somebody in church earlier, I said, when I got people on board at work, I said, it cost me $350 to come in that morning. Plus gas. Understand?
Yep.
And then when gas shoots up to $4 and $5 a gallon, there's an extra $80 that day. I drive to Coleman and back one of my trucks and it cost me $30. What's the Bible saying James for us to do? Anybody know James chapter 1? Count it all joy. When you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the testing of your faith worketh endurance.
Hallelujah.
See, there's things that we must apply in times of hardship, whether it's gas prices. Listen, man, I go to the grocery store, Trish said, drive by the grocery store, it gives me a note, you know, drop by the grocery store and get some hamburger meat, you know. I go in there and had two packs on her, and I thought, good Lord, $15 for that one. Good Lord, $6. And I thought, get them, blood of God. I started to call her and say, how many packs you want, sweet mama? We'll just fill. When that thing is challenging me, it makes me want to pile a whole bunch in there and say, glory to God, this is what I think about you.
Amen.
I mean, it really makes me want to do it. When I'm challenged, I'm like, oh, groceries are high, just go get the buggy full, baby.
Yeah.
Go fill it up and say, watch me say, y'all want some extra donut? I've asked Trisha, want some donuts? Ned, I got her and brought her home some donuts. I just thought I'd get her some donuts today. Look, God just bring her some donuts. I don't care. Them donuts would have been $50. She's going to get that little pack of donuts. I don't care. Why? Because I'm not looking at the things that are seen. When you look at the things that are not seen, the things of the kingdom of God, see, you really can't see the kingdom unless you see somebody operating in it. You really can't see it. But you can experience the kingdom in your life regardless if you see it out here in the night. But now, another part of seeking the kingdom you're doing tonight, you're going to church. Y'all out there in Facebook land, I don't care if your toenails curled up back to your heel. You're hurting from the head to the toe. Your hair is so sore, it feels like you. Go to church.
Amen.
Go to the house of God. Seek the kingdom. Go to the house. I remember one time Teresa Doris would have. I mean, every time that woman needed healed, I seen the Lord heal. There was a revival of them. Teresa really didn't even want to go. I'm just going to go. Mom won't go if I don't go. She said every time she goes to church.
Amen.
Y'all hear that out there, Facebook land, church?
Amen.
She downed her back or whatever it was. Teresa went for Doris. I think she got touched that night. Was that the way it went? She got healed herself.
Glory to God.
She's going because Mama wouldn't have went. She didn't go. So her seeking the kingdom for somebody else got her healed. Hallelujah. So you need to get up off your couch. Yeah, well, I don't feel like doing nothing these days. Well, you know, we ain't seen you in Coombs age over here in the church.
Right.
But it ain't time to lay down. And just like Ukraine right now, they're outnumbered 10 to 1. They still getting it.
Right.
They're still getting in the tank. They're like, we ain't going to surrender. They're saying surrender, and they're saying we ain't surrender. How many knows when you're seeking the kingdom, it gives you a no surrender power?
Amen.
No surrender to the things that are going on in your life, and you're looking in the natural. I believe God in 2021 and 22 to prosper, and I'm believing in 2020 and 21 to prosper, and I'm believing in 2022. What if I don't? I'm still believing it. I'm not going to let what in the natural determine what I believe.
Right.
I believe the Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:18, it is the Lord thy God that gives thee the power to obtain wealth. Then he might establish his covenant with you.
Amen.
I don't think that'll ever change. I know it won't unless they get my Bible. And they're going to have to go through my little Smith and Wesson to get it. Smith, Wesson, and Weston. And I'm going to believe Deuteronomy 8:18 above it all.
Right.
I choose to. I choose. And once you do that, you are choosing to stay in faith that opens the things of God up to you. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11:1. This I ain't got this wrote down, Zach. He's at a loss. I'm quoting scripture by the way. I didn't try to turn to him. It's just one of them nights.
Lord God.
But the Bible says now faith is. In it, it's not tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow you can get up and say it's right now. Hour later you can say it's now. Because every second that you look at it, it says now faith is. The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By the elders. And then it goes on to tell you, by faith Noah, by faith Moses, by faith, because of their faith. The word by there means because of. And today, because of our faith, we have the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No matter what it looked like. We didn't even get cloudy today, did we? Clouded up a little this morning. I think we whipped the storms on Wednesday. I had this thought this morning. I wonder if it's going to rain. I said, shut up, Satan.
Right.
I called off one. I won't do it again. I'm not looking for a reason to quit.
Right.
I'm not looking for a reason to be defeated. I'm going to church.
Amen.
This helps me.
Right.
Showing up the house of God helps me.
Right.
And I'm believing for all of y'all in Facebook land that the Lord will send his grace and anointing to you to help you to get up and fight for the kingdom. Fight for your right to be healed. Fight for your right. That's what we're doing here at Lakeway Christian Center, by God.
Amen.
We're fighting for our right to praise God, to worship God, to see God move in our lives, and to help others experience God. And I'm believing for an anointing to go out. I'm not even trying to get y'all in Facebook land to come here. Wherever you're supposed to be in the house of God, it's time to rise up. I don't care if you're 18 or you're 90.
Right.
And let God move in your life. Let God take your life to another level in 2022. Let God arise, the Bible says, and let his enemies be scattered. Do you know sickness and disease is your enemy? Did you know poverty and lack is your enemy? Do you know not feeling good is your enemy?
Yes.
So we started back to church and here we are, baby.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I don't plan on backing up no time soon. Let them mandate it again. If the variance, I'm not doing it again.
Amen.
I won't do it. Well, we're scared of it. Stay home because it's going to get you.
Right.
Don't come in here with us. We're not masking. I'm not. That'll be a choice you want to make. They're back there. If I didn't believe in it, you wouldn't have none on that table out there. But thank God we go stand against it. The Bible says in Psalms 91, no plague will come to our dwelling. Well, somebody got it in here. It didn't know weapons. But we didn't get in the hospital, sweetheart. We didn't get no rest. We didn't get our lungs all collapsing on us, did we? We didn't get ICU. We didn't get put on breathing machines, right? The Bible don't say things won't come against us. It says, but no weapon formed against you will prosper. But you got to stand in that thing while that thing is against you, or it will prosper.
Yes.
It will. God bless.
Amen.
Glory to God. If I believe this year there's going to be things that I've been believing for a long time that is going to come to pass this year in my life. I have believed for years to pay things off early, and I couldn't do it and couldn't do it. And then God began to increase us to where we don't never pay things full. We always pay it off early. I believe for paying off early money. We're just so deep in that we can't breathe. I know we all been our sweetheart, but it ain't time to lay down.
Amen.
You bleed to get the bills, now bleed to pay them off.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
I bleed the bank gonna let me have the money and I don't whine halfway through.
Right.
Just bleed him to pay the bank off.
Right.
And then when he sends in extra, send extra $20 on everything.
Amen.
That extra 20 will knock off of a 30-year loan. Will knock off 3 years. I don't know where that's coming from. I've got my barn done up there and drilled the holes for my lean-to off of it. And had some people helping me, and some of the posts wasn't very deep in the ground. So the wind got under a couple, 3 Wednesdays ago and throwed my leaned to on the side of my barn, throwed it up on the barn, and destroyed it and uncovered my hay and all that stuff, you know. And so I go take it in there, and I thought to myself, I thought, man, what's the use? You build something tear it up. Here we go again. It's what I've been facing for 27 years. And then I got thinking about it, and I thought, well, black God, you know what? I thought, you know what? I'll just build back bigger and better.
Amen.
So I went and bought me some real tall posts, and it was only 20 foot by 36 foot. And so I just went 38 foot by 40.
Hallelujah.
But God, I thought, you know what? Blow that little thing down. I wasn't satisfied with it to start with. I want a bigger one. So I thought, I'm going to believe God to build back bigger and better.
Hallelujah.
And look, I got all the lights, 4 posts saying. I done got my rafter and tin and everything, but God. Now I'm going to be able to drive my big tractor in there if I want to. See what I'm saying? I'm not just telling you my story. The challenges that come to you can either defeat you, get you in unbelief, or get you discouraged and oppressed, or you can rise up in the name of Jesus and say, you know what? Is that all you got, Satan? Is that it? If that's all you got, but God, you ain't got enough to do nothing over here.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're in a wet paper bag and can't get out. All you are is roaring.
Hallelujah.
He ain't got the strength to get out of a wet paper bag. Not with us.
Right.
The faith and the anointing is like kryptonite to, what was his name?
Superman.
You know, you get kryptonite around old Superman. He goes like a jello. He's defeated. All you got to do is get a little kryptonite around him. Well, how many knows faith is like kryptonite to the Satan about us?
Yeah.
Concerning us. And you know what? I'm not going to wait on everybody else to believe to get my promises.
Right.
Right.
Praise God. If Jesus is personal and he died for me, if he's personally died for you, then there ain't nobody that comes into your arena that can stop God. If you personally seek the kingdom, if you personally seek him, that can shut off the blessing of the Lord. He can bless you in spite of people. Some of the challenges that come into my life is because of other people. Some of the challenges that come into my life is because of unbelieving Christians. People don't believe Christians can be unbelievers. They might be saved, but they don't believe nothing but the devil's this and the devil's that and the devil's this and the devil's that.
Right.
They don't believe nothing, that nothing gets any better. They're Christians, though. They're unbelieving Christians. I'm not going to be an unbelieving preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to be an unbelieving father. I'm not going to be an unbelieving grandfather. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to believe what that Bible says. And the older I get, the more I'm convinced that if I will hang on to that word, that God, there's nothing too big for God in my life.
Amen. That's exactly right.
See, when I was 27 years old, all I had was a bunch of broken dreams. I couldn't keep nothing together. And by God, once I got saved, started reading the Bible. Somebody say, reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible.
It's good to read your Bible. Yes, people tell me I don't really like reading, but they'll stay on Facebook for 7 hours.
Right.
They reading what I say. They reading what everybody else said. They're reading the latest news in town, but they convince themselves that they don't like to read.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not very wise, is it?
No.
I don't like to read. But they stay on Facebook. They get the newspaper. They read, I mean, have you seen this letter? Boy, it's not, they can read the whole letter because they're curious.
Yeah.
But they can't read. They don't like to read. Somebody told me that one time. I asked them, I said, do you get on Facebook often? Oh, yeah, I check in every day. Did you read anything? Well, I mean, you can't get on there without reading. I said, I thought you didn't like to read.
Right.
I said, see, you convinced yourself concerning the Bible you don't like to read. But Facebook and everything else you love, don't let Satan fool you.
Amen. Don't be deceived.
You don't be deceived. Hallelujah. See, that Bible, the Bible says the eye is a light to the soul. I mean, I read stuff on Facebook, other people putting scripture and all that, but primarily I draw my strength in my time with the Lord, meditating on the Word. Primarily. When I go to a good anointed meeting and I trust these people that's preaching and all that, I sit back, relax, and I enjoy it. But if I go anywhere else and somebody's quoting scripture and saying something, I just kind of stand there and I'll be like, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. But I ain't taking nothing in. Yeah, I'll tell you why. The Bible says in the last day that false prophets shall arise and deceive many.
Yes.
The Bible says that people will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Yeah.
The Bible says that his people will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. The Bible says for us not to give in to wide fables. See, but this Bible sounds. See, somebody can quote something to me, but what spirit's behind it? What's the motive behind it? I can quote you Psalms 91 all day long, but what's my motive for quoting it to you? Do I want you to know how spiritual I am? What's my motive? Or am I saying it because it's real to me? There's a difference in what's behind what's being said. Motives and spirits. People quote Psalms 91 to me. God told me. So a guy was quoting it to me. He said, ask him where he goes to church. I thought, oh my God, man, God, you're always getting in trouble. I quote it every morning. I quote Psalms 91 every morning. I said, you do? I said, where you go to church at? Well, I mean, I don't go to church. Jesus is in my living room. I said, really? I said, why haven't that scripture you used to believe where it says forsake not? See, it gets you in trouble when you're a Christian. What happened to that scripture in there where forsake not the assembling of your sin? Did you forget it? Or did you just tear it out? Or it don't really matter anymore because you got Jesus now.
Right.
See, the Bible, Satan quoted the word to Jesus.
Right. Yep.
That wasn't in the right spirit. No, he was trying to get Jesus not to seek the kingdom. And when Satan comes spewing his lies, whether it is through men, so God needs hands and feet and a mouth.
Right.
We're it.
Right.
Satan needs hands, feet, and a mouth, and he has them.
Yes. Right.
I don't believe you have to go to church to be a good Christian. Where did you get that doctrine? It come out of the congregation. I've never heard a preacher preach that. And they preach it. The congregation preaches it. Those that used to go to church and don't go to church preach that false doctrine.
Yeah.
If it's not false doctrine, show me in the Bible. It's not in there. And that, you know, and I mean, they'll tell you, well, God needed another little angel. That's why the kids got killed over there. That's not so. Nobody turns into an angel. There's no scripture in the Bible where it says me and you are going to be angels. We're created with a choice to make here. Angels are created beings. We're made by the Lord in His image and likeness. They marvel at us. They're in here saying, look at these guys. Man, I mean, they take God's word and take command and they take authority over the devil. They go through and they say what God says, and then what God says comes to pass. They marvel at us. The Bible says the angels excel in strength, hearkening to the voice of the word of the Lord. Now see, when me and you are full of the Lord, with the word of the Lord, and we're speaking it out of our spirit because it's living in there, they're hearkening to the voice of the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. The angels. They actually marvel at us. Hallelujah. At the authority. My mom told me one time, I'm reading in the Bible, and it says, I'll give you the ground your feet trod on. So everywhere I went, and I was messing with mom one day, my mother. And I said, Mom, I said, the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. I said, and the Bible says that I'm heirs and joint heirs with Him. I said, and He says in His Bible, wherever my feet tread, He'll give me. I said, so all where I go all the time belongs to me.
Boy, you're getting to see, boy.
You're claiming them, all them, she's thinking about them claiming Cleveland and Bluntsville and, you know, taking everybody's land. I was messing with her. I said, no, Mom. I said, but you know what? I said, what I do hear from the Lord and where He tells me to go and what He tells, I have dominion there. How many know you have dominion in your house? On your property. There's some people living next door to me. Travis was about 5 years old, four, or something like that. I hadn't been a Christian very long. And they're out there, and when I come home, Travis is always having to be in the house. And because they're out there cussing, drinking, smoking dope, cussing, you know, out there. And between my house and my mom's house. And so the whole place is in my name. And so I go to fast and pray, and now I'm in turmoil because Travis don't deserve that. He didn't do nothing to earn that. He likes to go out there and lay under the trampoline with his dog that I bought and play and, you know, and all that. But we're not going to let him hear that cussing, you know. So he's locked in the house. So I'm fasting and I'm praying. And I'm asking the Lord. I said, Lord, what do I do about this, Lord? Because, you know, I mean, this is my house. He said, that's your house and you have authority there. Amen. And so I told Teresa, I said, okay, I'm going out there. Because I'd decided I'm not going to fight, you know, and all that. But I could feel it. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, help me. Now, when I go out there, because this one dude's big old dude, man. I'm just dude, big bunch of them out there. And I thought, better just walk out there with two four right off the bat. You know? And they ain't one sitting around out there. But I'm going to deal with this. That devil ain't running me. This is my home.
Amen.
This is far as I go. And I sure ain't leaving.
Right.
So his little worshipers and followers are fixing to leave this property. And I thought, well, and I told the Lord when I left out, I said, Lord, help me. Help me not to get in the natural. Help me to walk in the spirit, Lord. Because I knew, you know, if they jump me or say something, if I get in the flesh, it's on. And then here comes Teresa. I have to come out with a posse rifle like she'd always done. She always comes out with a gun. She'll shoot them. And so sure enough, I stayed under the anointing. I felt bold on the inside. I didn't feel flesh. I didn't feel anger or none of that. I stepped out and I felt bold on the inside. I felt like, you know, the warrior's in me here. I felt it.
Amen.
I thought, man, this feels good. This must be what it felt like when Samson told him the gates of the city. See, when we come against evil, then God anoints us. If we don't, he has no reason.
Man.
He has no reason. Right? If we just go throw in the towel to sickness and disease and the devil and all of that, he has no reason to bring the anointing. If we don't give in to fear and unbelief and lack and all of that, he has no reason to rise up the anointing in our life. And so I walked out there and I told him, I said, what are y'all doing? Oh, well, we just drank it a few bucks. I said, you see all them beer cans right there? You see all them beer cans? They looked at them beer cans. I'm looking up at this dude. I said, I'm giving you 5 minutes. I said, you better get off of this property. I said, you see that road right there? I said, you better get on that road and you better hit it. I said, you better not ever come back here again and you better not leave one beer can out here. I said, y'all ain't gonna sit out here smoking and drinking and cussing and lying and all of that. And my son out there having been stuck in my house. I said, you understand me? I said, I'm giving y'all 5 minutes. You better be in your vehicle and you better be off of this place. I said, anybody got anything to say about that? I'm like, did I just say that? I'm under an anointing. No, like, sir, Mr. Weston, we're getting out of here right now. I thought, man, I'm a little bit shy. Man. But it was the anointing. It wasn't me. It was the anointing. And you know what? I dealt with that. My son didn't have to stay out there no more.
Amen.
He didn't have to be locked in there anymore. See, but I mean, and I was just, and the Lord told me. I said, Lord, but we're supposed to love. He said, that was loving them. Better to love them that way than it is you're going to kill them. They was leaving one way or the other. They was. One way or the other. Now, I wasn't thinking that and didn't think that. Wouldn't stay in that because I wasn't preparing myself to go out there. They say something to me and I just jump and bust them because that's the way I used to would do. I might have got whooped afterwards, but I would do it. But see, what I'm saying is the anointing to come against darkness, hallelujah. The anointing we have against the enemy. You know, if I'm sick or something, I'm going to tell y'all something in ministry, y'all that are in ministry, y'all out there in Facebook land that's going to get in ministry. I mean, you can have a cold and flu, but don't take you no downers right before church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't take you medicine before church. Leave it off for 2 days. I don't care how you feel.
Right.
You know how I know that? I do it. I stop taking it on Saturday. If I might take something Friday night. That's the end of that medicine. Because you ain't going to mess with me Sunday. I can deal with the sickness and all of that stuff because I got faith, hallelujah. I'm going to walk this thing out. But that medicine, boy, when I take it, Teresa asked Nick took sleeping pill before church one Sunday morning. She said, oh my God, I took a sleeping pill. She got new Sunday school. Accidentally took a sleeping pill. I'm like, oh my God. Are you serious right now? You know what? She come up here under the anointing, boy. I never knew she had one. I never knew she took it. Bless God, she just went right over. She said, by God, I can do the will of God. How many know the will of God and the anointing will override a sleeping pill?
Amen.
I mean, it'll kill it. It'll kill that thing from stopping you from doing the will of God. So if you're going to do ministry, some of y'all sitting here right now, I don't know if I'm going to minister or not. All the stuff you have to go through. And oh, man, shut that up. Look, you're going to seek first the kingdom, and you're going to see God's glory.
Hallelujah.
You're going to go forward, and you're going to see God's glory. I've been seeing God's glory for 27 years in ministry. Every time storms come, I spoke to them, they stopped. Hallelujah. I seen walls of rain while I was on the parking lot. It did a wall. It was a miracle. A whole wall of rain, and it was hitting the back half. The trunks of people's cars in the front of them wouldn't get no water on them. Back into a wall of rain. Until I put the last speaker off of that parking lot. You know what? That thunderstorm challenged me not to go that Saturday, that Friday night. But you know what? I thought, there ain't nothing going to get in the way of the will of God. God told me to go, and I ain't heard him say nothing else to me but God. So I go against all odds, and I speak to that thunderstorm, but God, and I drove 10 miles an hour all the way from Rosa to Oneonta. Couldn't see how to drive over 10 miles an hour. Thunder and lightning coming down, pulled in on that parking lot, and not a drop of rain to my knowledge touched that parking lot until that last speaker was put in there. I said, to my knowledge, because I can't prove it. See, but what was I doing? Seeking the kingdom. And you know what? There was more people came that night. I thought, man, ain't nobody going to come to this. And there was more people come that night than I'd seen in a long time. Packed through the dirt everywhere. And then after that, I mean, the little woman over there hearing the word of God, that's how important it is that me and you minister the word outside of here. Don't be timid about telling people about the word. Don't be timid when they're in a wheelchair saying, did you know Jesus can raise you? Jesus can heal. Don't be timid. And then Ted Faye say, I don't know, you know, I ain't been a good Christian. Well, see, it ain't got nothing to do with that. They think if it had been good enough, they wouldn't be in the wheelchair. Whatever, they think wrong. That is why me and you seek the kingdom. We're about the kingdom. And that way we go out there and say, nah, it don't make no difference what's going on. Jesus died for you while you was a sinner. He died for you. You didn't deserve that salvation, and you don't deserve him, but he's a good God. And his mercy endures forever. And if you'll believe, he's able to touch you. It's been a long time. Yeah, the woman with it, she got to be equipped with the word. Yeah, but the woman with the issue of blood, 13 years, you ain't been sick that long, just two. Yeah. You still got 11 more years. You can still be sick. He can still do it because there's an account in the Bible. And he's no respecter of persons. See, the kingdom of God, when the kingdom of God is coming out of our mouth, they're hearing a domain of power. That woman heard, she touched the hem of his garment. Somebody told her that, Jesus, man, they've been touching you. I don't know what they told her. She heard. And then she said in her heart, just like we have to say here in 2022, let God hallows for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to prosper. We're going to be blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Blessed is going to be the fruit of our body. This might be happening to me right now, but this season will end. There's light at the end of this tunnel because faith is in this tunnel.
Amen.
The Bible says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And all your bills will be paid. It don't say that. But it said all these things will be added. It don't say get all religious and pretend to serve God and quote scriptures every now and then.
Right.
You know, tell people where they'll think you're a Christian. Right. We don't really care if you are or not. We do. But we're not gonna slack and back up and get in that defeat mode. But that's what Satan's wanting to do. He comes to people's thoughts, and ain't no use in trying. Just like blowing my barn down. But God, well, good, but God, I wanted one bigger anyhow. Can't get all the hay I'm going to be able to fit in any barn the way it was. And so I just caught vision of building it bigger and better and taller. And but God, I thought, man, this is going to be a task. I thought I'm up to it. I got the anointing, but God. So I go get the big old 4x4 16, get me some concrete. You're going to have to pull the ground up this time, baby. I'm digging them deep, and I'm concreting them in. Is it work? Yes, sir. But I got vision that ain't causing me to count the cost in the work, but God, I don't care what the cost is. I'm going to build that thing. In Jesus' name. See, that's the way you got to be about your business, your work, or your job. Then promotion comes from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Promotion comes from the Lord. I told one of the door people I called them again because it's making me look like a liar in my business. They ain't meaning to, but it don't matter. And I told the top dog, I said, let me tell you something. I said, this stuff has made me want to quit. I said, I'm having to tell people stuff that y'all are telling me, and then y'all change it.
Right.
I said, and it's making me look real, real bad. And I've looked real, real good for a lot of years. I'm telling top dog is for a lot of years. I said, and y'all ain't gonna change that. Right. Well, now I'm getting a little forceful, man. I'm not gonna cuss them yet. But bless God, I can't come to Indiana. I've been wanting to fly anyhow. Mm. And I told him, I said, let me tell you something, man. I said, I buy a lot of doors. I said, I'm not looking to quit. I said, listen, if you get me to the point to where I want to quit, that's bad on y'all. I said, because I ain't going to quit. I don't break and I won't break, and y'all are not going to break me. And then I calmed down. And I said, listen to me, man. I said, I don't care about the answer you give me. I said, but I do care if that answer is good or not. I said, you tell me it's going to be a year. That's what I'm going to tell that customer. But you better have me a door in a year.
Right.
I said, because I'm not a liar. I said, and I'm not lying to you right now. No, sir, Mr. Weston, I know you're not lying now. I'm just a middleman. I said, I went higher. I said, you go past you then.
Right.
I said, whoever's higher than you. If you can't get an answer, go higher than them. I said, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm to the highest place I know right now without asking you for a number. I said, but I will want a number. See, now look, I'm telling you this. I'm intriguing y'all right now, God. You ought to be that way with the devil. You ought to be that way with your reputation as a father and a mother. You ought to be that way when the devil's coming up in your face trying to make a liar out of you, but God. You need to get up in his face and say, you watch me, devil. But God, you might have some followers out there. You might have some liars out there, but you ain't. The buck stops here.
Amen. Come on.
What happens when you do that, it's exciting because you step into an anointing and then you feel like, Lord, God, I can't be stopped. I just can't be stopped, Lord. You give us a boldness. The Bible says the righteous lay down and whine.
No.
I mean, where in Scripture am I supposed to lay down and whine and quit?
Right.
When? Never. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. You don't say mean as a snake. It just says bold. Be bold. Be bold. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord told me this evening. He said, son, he said, do you remember the sermon? He just quickened this to me. I didn't hear a voice tonight. Do you remember the sermon I gave you where it said, don't make no plans to fail?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, sir. I could go find it. It's in this wardrobe of books I got in here. He said, don't make none. He wasn't wanting me to go get the sermon. He told me earlier in the week, he said, seek the kingdom. He said, seek first the kingdom. And then all of a sudden I realized that this world is trying to mold me. It's trying to mold me into a certain way of thinking, a certain way of acting and doing. It's trying to get me to bow. It's trying to get me to be pressed down. How many know the only thing supposed to be pressed down, shaken together, running over, is supposed to be blessing me? Give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. That's the only thing supposed to be oppressing me is the blessing.
Amen.
That's the only thing supposed to be oppressing you is the blessing, the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
The vision that you have for your family, gardening, man, whatever. You can talk to me about garden right now, I could wear you out, boy. I done planted my garden, everything, just got a few seeds out. Done planted her out. I'm on it. Have me some fresh vegetables. Make some vegetable soup this year. Hallelujah. See, but then there's the work. Oh, that's too much work. Killed your vision right then. You just killed it. You won't plant no maters. You just won't plant no okra because you think how hot it is out there. That's why I went to Aubrey. I said, baby, I said, Papa needs to know, well, I'm going to make plans. And she's thinking about the heat and thinking about the work and all of that and having to be out there in the garden. She said, no, not this year, no. Killed her vision. I had her vision, having her little fruit stand, making her some money, you know, teaching her how to tithe. I mean, those women didn't teach her kids how to tithe, their grandkids how to tithe.
Right.
I gave her some money the other day in church. I gave her $200. I said, now one of them you give to Jesus. No, I don't give to Jesus. No.
don't want to, Papa. I just can't, Papa. I can't give it to Jesus. What's the cake saying, Johnny? And she's putting it in an envelope. She'll get the revelation one day, though. It'll hit her, and Jesus will be just as real as he is to us. It's got revelation.
Amen.
But you know what? It can't if she don't hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. She gonna hear it and hear it and hear it. Went out there the other day, and I said, look at all that fruit. Oh, we got a bumper crop harvest this year. But she don't know yet. I prayed over that. They're giving frost and all that. And I said, they ain't going to kill my crop, but God, if it comes, it's going to thin them out. We're going to make bigger crops out there. And but God, you know, that's what happened. Thin them out just like it did last year. Had bumper crop last year. I got all kinds of stuff going on at my house. The squirrels, they going to get it this year. They're not going to tote my harvest off. I might eat me some squirrel dumplings. I was raised on that.
All right.
Praise to God. Just get me some. Well, I eat that chicken on a stick at the Chinese place. Mm-hmm. What's the difference in a squirrel on there, man? Fired up. I'll bring them lots of marshmallow and stuff. I'll say, yeah, Papa's got some squirrels here. We're going to stick a stick through them. Y'all roast your marshmallows, and I'm going to batter me some little squirrels here, and I'm eating. I was raised on them squirrel dumplings. Hallelujah. But you know what? I know that's funny, praise God, but I'm serious. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not going to lose vision over stuff that's going on this planet. Hallelujah. You ain't either. Not long as I've watched.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Man, we're going to prosper. All of us going to prosper. We're going to go forth. The ministry is going to break out into avenues. I'm telling you, the Lord spoke to me today. He said there's a shift taking place at the church, son. He said you've hung in there. He said you've been faithful. Amen. He said some's been faithful. He said there's a shift in taking place, son, and the harvest is almost here.
Amen.
I thought, glory to God, hallelujah. All of y'all healed, blessed bunch, hallelujah. Praise God. So shift is taking place. There's things taking place in the spirit realm, and your harvest is almost here. So just hang on. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.